feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Police in Colorado trying to unravel the mystery around a dead man found in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. Around the body of Diego Barajas Medina, two guns and several explosives, more explosives found in his car. Investigators say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. As more rockets and missiles fly, Israeli tanks advancing on Gaza City.
A relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilian suffering. UNICEF reporting more than 400 children in Gaza are killed or injured daily. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 26 more aid trucks crossed into Gaza Monday amid concerns about worsening humanitarian conditions.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. Day two today of the trial in Colorado over whether former President Trump should be allowed on the ballot. Group of voters point to the 14th Amendment and say his involvement in the January 6th riots disqualifies him. This is ABC News. The Senate Judiciary Committee is getting ready to send out subpoenas as it investigates ethics at the Supreme Court. Democrats on the committee plan to call some major players in conservative politics, including billionaire Harlan Crow. He's paid for vacations taken by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And the big weekend for a new horror movie getting even bigger.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Five Nights at Freddy's, an even bigger hit than originally thought, bringing in $80 million over the opening weekend in North America. That's $2 million more than estimated on Sunday, and $30 million more than the original forecast. It's still the biggest opening for a Halloween weekend, and the second biggest opening of all time for a video game adaptation, behind this year's Super Mario Bros. Movie. Critics trashed it, but audiences seemed to love it, giving it an A-minus cinema score.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Halloween to you.
That's right.
It is chilly out there.
Not too chilly to trick-or-treat.
No.
Nope.
29 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton and Oshkosh. Yes. Like I said before, every Halloween when I was a kid, we wore our big winter coats, and then we tried to force our Halloween costumes over them. And inevitably, we would rip out the back part of the arm, the shoulder line. But so forever, you would have a ripped Halloween costume.
However.
But they didn't match anyway, so it didn't really matter.
And the goal isn't really the costume. The goal is to collect candy.
Yeah.
Lots of candy. So, no, we're going to be all right tonight. I hope we don't get that snow Brittany talked about. Yesterday, she said it might snow. Because it gets a little slippery going up and down the steps. But for the kids. But
yeah.
If it's cold, like she said, layer up. I mean, it's...
Kids are fine, though, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Kids are fine. Kids, adults make so much more of it than kids do. Yeah. I've never known a kid to complain about being cold. They just hack it. And we're all like, oh, my God.
Their parents keep asking them, are you cold? Well, eventually they're going to.
Yeah. We had a good time last night.
Yeah, we did.
Went to a great basketball game. It's only an exhibition game, but it was a great game. And Jim and I were even talking. It's like, well, you know, getting down to the stretch, we leave. It's like, no, this is, was St. Norbert against UW Green Bay men's basketball in 2-point game.
One, actually, that last shot, I think, was a 2-point game? Yeah, whatever. It was really good.
Yeah, UWGB beating St. Norbert. We had Gary Gresh on, of course, yesterday, and his team really did a nice, his son played really well. He had like 17 points.
And yeah.
It was a lot of fun out there at the Crest Center.
And we were kind of talking a little bit. That's a cheap night, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, I would never call it a date night because I was with you. But, I mean, for something to do with your friends.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, something to do with your friends. But guys' night, girls' night, you know, and there were plenty of seats. You know, it seats, what, 4,000 there?
Yeah.
Maybe a half. No. Was it half?
Third. Maybe a third.
Anyway, that was a fun night. And easy parking, free parking, of course. And
I got to tell you. I'd never been to the restaurant we went to.
Oh, yeah.
But I will be going there again.
Yeah, they had great service. And they know we had to get out of there by same time. Black Sheep.
Black Sheep. Yes. Todd, you ever been to the Black Sheep?
No, sir.
It's really good.
Right on Huron, there was Victoria's. That's torn down, so that's a parking lot. But it's right next to that. And
I thought the settlement was closed.
He did, but we're going there.
You know, I keep telling you I thought the settlement was closed.
I don't know why you're telling our listeners that, because Ken's not going to like that.
They're open, and we're going there. I didn't know that.
They had a special last night, too, but we went to...
Cheeseburger soup.
Was that last night?
Have you ever had their cheeseburger soup?
I've not. No, Reuben's.
Two of my favorite soups in the area, okay? Settlement, cheeseburger soup, and St. Brennan's. They used to have that, like, pumpkin squash soup.
That is good.
Tremendous.
That is good.
I'm a big soup guy. Did I tell you what happened to me?
That St. Brennan's thing, I'll give you that.
This weekend?
No, I don't think so.
I decided I was going to make my own soup.
No, you didn't tell me this.
So I buy a big thing of chicken broth.
Sodium.
I buy a big thing of frozen vegetables.
That's all right.
I buy a big thing of frozen shrimp.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Yeah, you were going to do that.
I buy mushrooms.
Good.
I mix it all together.
Like fresh mushrooms? They're in a can.
Can.
Yeah.
So I mix it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just needs a little something.
Cream.
Needs a little something. Yeah. I didn't have any
cream. Okay.
So I put in a full stick of butter. This is no lie. I got sick.
Yeah, Johnny, I mean, that's
sick,
a little.
Sick. Like, legitimately sick, sick.
I would think you'd be stuck in the bathroom for a day or so.
Johnny, why don't you just...
So I ended up throwing it away.
Oh.
Yeah.
That a little bit of cream.
And that really took away my enthusiasm for making my own soup.
Yeah.
That half and half in the fridge down here, that would have worked.
That would have been perfect, right?
Been,
oh, I would have actually should have thought
just,
of, I know.
Right, you could have just come down here. Yeah.
All I could taste was butter.
Yep. That's a lot of butter.
That's
for
a lot of butter.
A little soup.
That was a lot of butter. But it seemed like I made a big thing. It wasn't like just one dish. It was, or one bowl, rather. It was like a whole, you know, a cauldron. A cauldron of soup. So I thought a stick of butter would be what I needed.
Cauldron.
It was a cauldron.
John, Todd, check out cauldron. Is that fitting?
It was
sentence?
A cauldron, Jim. You weren't there. It was a cauldron. So I thought a stick of butter would be fine, and I got sick to my stomach.
Johnny, the only good thing in that was a shrimp. Canned mushrooms, again.
But
who am I to say, but butter and...
I got text here. Stuffed pepper soup is the bum. Where do you have that?
I made stuffed
peppers.
But
does that have bread in it? Stuffed pepper soup?
I don't think so. I think it's got rice and green pepper and sausage or hamburger.
For the record, to our texter, I made stuffed peppers this weekend.
You did?
And I made...
So what did you put in?
I had three different types. But Todd's right. Rice is in all three. But
a lot of carbs in rice.
Well, it's the long grain, healthier rice.
That's got a lot of carbs.
Okay.
Well, I'm just telling you. But then, I know my carbs.
He's worried about carbs, but throws in a whole stick of water.
Back to that box. I did not put in a box.
That's a good point, Todd.
A box of sodium and a stick of butter. I didn't do that. So I made three different
kinds. How would a person know how much butter to put in something to make it rich? I mean,
I
you
guess
just
it's
assume
not,
that's what would you...
No. I don't think... I think, you know, you can cut it. They have those little markings on there for people. Nobody... I can't think of one thing you'd put a whole stick of butter in. Well, maybe into... That's a lot of butter. Anyway,
I want to say that. Let me just say this.
I want to get back to the stuffed
folks,
peppers.
Don't
though.
Do it.
Yeah, that okay.
Don't do it. You'll get ill.
Right.
I became ill.
But something
for
they can make
like 3 hours. Go ahead.
I made three types. So you take the peppers and you take the top off, and then you just obviously stuff them. So I put rice and like hamburger and tomatoes and what
I'm
else?
Not a tomato
in
guy in food.
And then I made some with chicken, and I made some with just zucchini and celery and just like vegetables.
That carrots. Sounds good.
It was three
that
different types.
That sounds very plant-based.
It was. It was the third one was, but I, and then I put Parmesan cheese over the top.
That sounds really good. Did you put a stick of butter in there?
No. And no sodium, no.
That's probably a good
but
thing.
But it was, and then I baked it. It was, they were really good. So
good.
I made stuffed peppers. That's
good for you. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, that's not.
Right. I'm kind of surprised. He's like the cook.
He
I mean,
is.
This guy's every
agree,
day
Todd.
He's making something
I do.
Big.
I do.
I
made some
with
awesome,
you on this.
I made some awesome chili this weekend.
Would
I
never have
guys,
guessed that about
no.
you.
Yeah, I like to cook.
Wow.
I do.
That's impressive.
I do.
I would like to cook
and, but
if
the
I
mushrooms,
knew how to cook. But I'm always just like experimenting wherever I do.
Cooking is over. The art of cooking is overrated.
Why do you say that?
Because I think once you get into the kitchen and you get the right ingredients... And go online or get your grandma's or your mom's recipe. It takes time. Cooking takes time. And I don't, you know, today I'm busy. I got to teach all day. But like tomorrow, I'll cook something. And but get fresh mushrooms, Johnny, and then put in some wine and chicken. And
you ever use a deep fryer?
No.
An air fryer?
I want to
try one of those.
I have an air fryer.
I've heard some of those things in air fryers are delicious.
Do you know what's good in air fryers? Fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just take those fillets and put them in there. And then you know how you program it?
Oh.
You hit fish.
The little symbol, little picture of a fish.
It's got a little tail
you
on there.
That. And works every time.
those are for idiots like me. The air fryers are great and healthy, too. You know, I don't know. They tell you how healthy it is, but Air fryer, and the air fryer is, it's a, that 3-in-1, because it's a microwave, an air fryer. What else is
it? They say onion rings could be phenomenal in those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's some things that are really good in it, and then there's some things where you're like, man, this just doesn't
quite
cut it.
So, okay, so we're not going to say the name of the place, but I told you about a bad experience we had Saturday at a supper club.
Yeah, this is the fourth time I'm hearing it, but yeah, go ahead.
Are you on my side on this?
I am, though. I am.
Todd, how would you handle this?
I'm all about customer service, and I don't think you should mention...
I'm not going to.
Because we're
not
a separate...
I'm not going to say the name of the place, the area, nothing.
No, you're not going to talk about Chilton or anything.
No.
Okay.
So, Todd, how would you handle this? So go to this place, and the kitchen wasn't open yet, or the dining room wasn't open yet, okay? So, you know, order a couple of drinks, order, you know, Tito's vodka, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the waitress is kind of like walking away, and we're at the bar, and I say, hey, can I grab one of those olives for my, you know, for my drink? You'd think they would ask, you want anything in your drink, right?
Right, right.
Okay, and they're right here. They're literally where your cup is, Jim. Yeah. Where I'm sitting, there's the olives right
and
here.
And he ordered a drink that
typically comes with an
olive.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I ordered a double
Tito's. So it wasn't like
he
ordered a beer and asked for olives.
No. Right.
So he
right.
was like, say, can I have an olive? And which, yeah. Okay.
Right. And they're right there. And she was walking away. She says, sure. So then she turned, and I was reaching for her. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm grabbing an olive. She says, you can't touch those. So I asked if I could grab an olive. She says, I thought you said, could I have an olive? I was going to get you one.
Well, then, and she's walking away, by the way.
And she's walking away. I'm like, okay. She says, you know how many germs there are out there and blah, 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 and COVID and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. So anyway, then I'm sitting there and she's like cleaning the cup. And I go, so can I have one? She goes, what? An olive. She goes, oh, yeah. Well, you threw me way off my game by touching them and blah, 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 blah. So I finish the drink, and she goes, okay, you guys heading into the dining room?
Just
goes,
wait. Before that, before that last line, though, she was wearing like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I saw the people setting up in the dining room, and they're wearing Halloween costumes, like pajama Halloween costumes and everything. So yeah, this lady has like pajama pants, Halloween pajama pants on and stuff, okay?
So right. Thought.
I go, must be nice to be able to come to work in your pajamas, you know, joking around because right. All the other people. She goes, these aren't pajamas. These are just comfortable. I go, oh, okay.
She's the lady that takes the leftovers home.
Yeah. Isn't it? She was the waitress. Got so mad. I mean, we're there, you know, for this big dinner, the whole thing. Left. Just boom. Bleep, bleep,
so
bleep.
She said, can
out.
I seat you now? And
yeah. Like, she goes, yeah. She goes, you heading in? I go, no, we're heading out. See ya. Wouldn't you do the same?
I get embarrassed in situations like that because I worked in the service industry before in retail and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And serving people. There's just a way to finesse people,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Even if she didn't want you to touch the olives,
right.
She could have said, hey, man, hang on a second. I'll get
yeah,
that for
yeah,
you. Right?
We got a real, nobody's supposed to, you
don't,
know, blah,
yeah,
blah,
you
blah.
Don't need to do my job for
right.
me. Let me take care of
exactly.
you, kind of thing.
But she was so, and then she just went off about it, about, do you know how many germs there are out there in the world, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, holy crap.
I don't think people understand, and I think I should say that, how important that welcome is, that customer
yeah.
service. You don't care about the price.
When I run
whether
my
that
bar,
drink was four, six,
when,
eight.
When I run my bar, it's going to be the most user-friendly place in the area.
Free olives for everybody.
Free olives. Right.
Just come
yourself.
On in.
I'm going to walk around with a big bowl of olives just digging, people.
Just digging with your hands.
Good, nice text here. Mayor Jim and John, great to talk both of you last night at the Black Sheep. Keep up the great work in your show, Terry.
Yeah, Coach.
What a great guy.
Yeah, that was... He, yeah. And... Helping yep. the youth and coaching yep. and yeah, he's a, that was
we got
thanks
a
for
big
hello.
Show, folks.
Oh,
we got
a great...
lot of stuff back after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered snow showers. Daytime highs approaching 38. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight lows dip down to about 20. 37 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And we are back on this Halloween day. In the year 2023, Jim Schmidt, the former mayor, is now going to tell us about the most haunted roads in Northeast Wisconsin. Mr. Mayor.
Okay. That's too much pressure, John.
Sorry.
Hey, Todd, did you read the paper this morning?
I did not.
All right. So, what was the top fold? I didn't even look. Oh, DePere locks in a higher new tax rate.
There you go.
Oh, that's great for a
re-election. Because they were pretty low there. When I lived in DePere, they were low. I kept saying to myself, man, I wish I would make these property taxes higher.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only 22 municipalities. They're the second highest.
Yeah.
So, well, that's okay, James Google. No, he's a great mayor. No, on the bottom fold then, it's these are the most haunted roads in Wisconsin.
Did you ever hear of haunted roads,
Todd? Absolutely. You bet.
You have?
Oh,
yes.
Wow. He's like a...
I know, you're kind of...
He knows everything. Almost weirdly intelligent in this stuff. Do you know what I mean?
We called...
I should say weird, but yeah, let's go with weird.
Where I grew up, we would call that nerdy.
Yes, I agree.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's... I
right. But in those days, that was a term of infection almost. Infection.
It was a term of infection. It was.
So I'm walking down the street and the mayor sitting on a Shetland pony yelling nerd at me. You know what I'm saying?
It is wrestling onesie.
That's right. That could have happened in Two Rivers.
Smoking.
But Todd, the only road that I think, so they talk about this Bloody Bridge. It's the Bloody Bride Bridge and Boy Scout Lane in Stevens Point. Heard about that one?
The Bloody Bride one I have. I'm not okay. The Boy Scout.
All right. Anyway, I'll give this to paper. And then there's the Bray Road in Elkhorn.
That's the big one, because
that's the
Beast of Bray Road, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's the thing that kind of looks like a walking upright wolf, dog, human kind of thing.
Wow. I didn't know about this.
Yes.
I had no idea there were haunted roads.
And I think there's a Witch's Road in Ripon, Wisconsin that falls into that category as well, and I'm not sure if it's on that list.
Huh. No, it's not. The other one was... how do you say that? Oasa in Riverside Cemetery in Appleton.
Okay.
Which is your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
The RVs go there, and they said it's the resting final place of the final resting place, sorry.
You know, I was
of Kate Blood.
Well, yeah, that's the big story about Kate Blood
right
out there. And I believe you can see her gravestone if you go to that part of the cemetery.
Okay, is that the one by Lawrence that had something to do with Lawrence? Because I was reading that book, Haunted Green Bay, the other day, and that you gave me, I think, right?
Sandra brought it in. Yep.
And there was something about the cemetery at Lawrence College that something's really haunted. That's like numerous people over the years have been like, hey, I was at this one place where it's like weird things have happened over the years, but it was at Lawrence Cemetery. Right on campus. Is there a cemetery on campus?
No, there's not.
Okay, never mind.
Lawrence University.
Yeah.
Behind there's a cemetery, right? You take that road down? Todd, I don't think there's a cemetery on campus.
I don't think there's one on campus.
Well,
there's also.
Close to it, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's one close to it.
It's also known as Katy Cemetery. So yeah, but the one that Cape Blood is in Riverside Cemetery.
Yeah, that's in Riverside. That's yeah.
What's the story on that one?
You know, something like you go out there, and if you say her name or something like that, you see her walking. I mean, there's so many stories around it. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool that Halloween has gone. Well, maybe it's always been there. I just wasn't in that nerd category. But it was just Halloween was more about trick-or-treating. But now all this haunted. Todd, how many things have you been to, right? You went to all those theaters. And then last weekend you do something haunted?
Yeah, Saturday we went to Green Lake and investigated the Thrasher Opera House.
How was that?
Is that cool?
It was really cool. I mean, I wouldn't say that the actual location is haunted, but we had an experience where I think one of the people who came along for the investigation had a family member come through who used to be a piano player at another theater in Fond du Lac for silent movies. And this was a silent movie theater with a piano sitting where it normally would sit. For such things. So it was interesting. It was interesting.
I think the coolest thing possible. In fact, we should do this, the three of us. Okay. Go to that lighthouse out in Lake Superior.
Oh, you mentioned
that's like 20 miles out in the middle of Lake Superior.
I ain't doing that.
It's like unbelievable where people have gone insane.
Yeah.
Because they're so isolated. Coast Guard people went like insane because they were so isolated out there.
You really think we need that, Johnny?
I think it'd be fun. And the one guy talked about how he was like in the basement of the lighthouse and he had a little flashlight. It's like, and there are all these tunnels and corridors. He goes, if my flashlight goes out, I might never be. I will not be able to find my way out. It's so pitch dark, obviously, and you could hear the water right outside. He said it's the scariest place on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
So we got to do that.
All right. Well, I'm you and Todd go and just tell me how it goes.
I can't think of the name of it. Does anybody know? It's out on Lake Superior, just out of Marquette.
Yeah.
Like 40 miles out into Lake Superior.
No.
No.
You don't want to do that. No, I do not.
Why?
No, I do not because I don't like. No, I just don't want to do that. Okay. No, at my age, No, that's not something I'm too interested in.
But Todd would do it.
This
Todd would do it.
Oh, yeah. Todd would totally
do it. Gizmo would do it.
Yep.
All the men would do it.
Okay, the Shetland pony riders would not.
I'm not.
You ticked off Todd. You made him mad. You're calling him nerdy when you're your little Shetland pony, and you're calling him nerdy? Wow.
All right. Take it back. Sorry, Todd.
Wow.
All right,
so today is National Magic Day.
Right? And who better?
Who better than Gizmo to be here for National Magic Day. How cool is that?
And it's...
although I'm not sure magic transfers good over the radio.
It doesn't matter. We're just going to entertain ourselves.
Absolutely, like we always do.
Also,
National Caramel Apple Day. I say overrated.
I hate... You guys want caramel apples?
Overrated. Todd?
I like them.
Yeah.
What, Jim?
Just someone... and I don't know who. I wish I knew... Some very kind person dropped off hundreds of caramel apples.
Hundreds?
I'm not kidding you, Johnny. You should come over this afternoon at the community shelter.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is great. It's a great dessert. It's a great snack. And they made some with peanuts and some without.
Okay.
But which I thought was really
cool. Here's my only thing.
But I don't.
Love caramel.
Yep.
Love the nuts. But they always use these, like, sour apples. They buy, like, the cheapest apples.
No,
so it's like
John.
As soon as you get through that delicious layer of caramel and peanuts, then you got this this apple that you would never eat in the first place.
No, untrue.
That's totally true.
No.
Oh my God,
see, there you go back to your.
True.
This goes back to your box of sodium and stick of butter. The combination of a sour apple with the sweet caramel, that's why they choose those apples. It's not because they're less expensive. It's because the offsetting tastes make a very unique flavor.
The yin and the yang?
Yep.
I don't.
Todd? Help me with this.
I think you're right. But as he's explaining that, again, like a chef, right? I picture him with his pinky up
me
in
too.
The air. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Police in Colorado trying to unravel the mystery around a dead man found in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. Around the body of Diego Barajas Medina, two guns and several explosives, more explosives found in his car. Investigators say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. As more rockets and missiles fly, Israeli tanks advancing on Gaza City.
a relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilian suffering. UNICEF reporting more than 400 children in Gaza are killed or injured daily. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 26 more aid trucks crossed into Gaza Monday amid concerns about worsening humanitarian conditions.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. Day two today of the trial in Colorado over whether former President Trump should be allowed on the ballot. This is ABC News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restricted supplies and showroom. Details offers on 10/31/2023.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jill?
It feels like it.
How about we let Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. This segment brought to you by Team Pella. Team Pella is amazing. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door. Get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Get your free quote today.
What's so funny about Pella? They are just, are you reading the
because
text?
Because I was eating a, I was halfway through with a kind bar, and pieces of it are flying out on my phone.
All right. Sorry. Okay, we'll give Pella a redo.
We'll give Pella. Todd, we'll do Pella in a little bit later. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll do it. Anyway, we love their windows. They got like great
Gizmo's
pricing.
Sitting here next to me thinking, oh my God, this guy's got stuff spewing out of his mouth as he's sitting here.
All right, we'll get back to Pella.
Sorry about that, Pella.
So it is. It's obviously Halloween today, but it's also National Magic Day. So
how ironic is that?
Yeah, right. But we went to the best, and he's been on our show a couple times. We saw him in Gilligan's Island, but you also know him personally because he did some events for you.
Yep.
And I said to Gizmo before we started today, I said, Ben, everybody loves magic. He goes, that's not really true.
I know, that surprised me. Who doesn't love magic?
It's like fireworks, right? Doesn't everybody love it? He goes, no, probably 1 in 1,000. And I'm like, tell me, why would, because they can't figure it out. And
I think it's a combination of things. I think they can't figure it out. And then some people just struggle with enjoyment. You know, I mean, I think maybe they had a bad childhood or something. I don't know. But they just struggle with enjoyment, with just having a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Really what magic is. So,
you.
Todd's pointing at Jim.
But you've been at this for some time. And Houdini is. Is he why we have this day, or is he just part of why we have this day?
He is the reason for this day, yeah. It was in 1927, the year after he died, that his wife, Bess, held a little ceremony for him, and she presented a trophy in honor of him, and they declared, it was in like June or something, they declared it to be Houdini Day. But then
in Appleton, this all happens in Appleton.
I believe so, yeah. Okay. I'm not sure where the ceremony happened, but it could have been Appleton.
Right, from Appleton.
And then a year after that, they officially decided to just make Houdini an official national holiday, if you're, what do they call it? You know, a day. And they just decided to pick Halloween because that's the day he passed away. It was in 1926.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He died on Halloween.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Trout, yes. And in his, yes. Right?
Yeah. Some interesting facts about that. And this is just a side funny note, but since we're on the air. He died when he was 52. And there are 52 cards in a deck of cards.
Mm.
So it's all in the cards, folks.
That's good. So how did he die? How did he die?
Well, technically it was a combination of kind of all the wrong things happening at the wrong time.
Did he get kicked in the stomach or something?
He got punched. And what happened was he could take a punch. He was one of these guys that had this. He had a technique for taking a good punch, and he would like, you know, do this thing with his gut and step back at the right time and all this stuff to make it so it wouldn't hurt. And some college kid, now the story is that he might have been paid by another rival magician or somebody spiritual, a spiritualist, because he had a lot of people that were mad at him about spirituality. I could go on about that. But this kid punched him, said, I heard you can take a punch, and punched him, kind of caught him off guard, and he wasn't ready for it. Well, he thought that the pain he was having over the next couple of days was from that punch. Turned out his appendix had ruptured.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't know it. And he was performing his final show in October of 1926, and he passed out on stage mid-show from pain, got up, finished the show.
Wow.
Right?
And then died.
And then he went to the hospital. He said, look, I got to go. I don't know, something's wrong. And then they opened him. They kind of started looking. They said, wait, this is an appendix issue. They went to cut him open, and he was full of, you know.
Yeah.
Infection. So it kind of had spread. The infection had spread
septic
through his body.
Or whatever.
Yes, yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah. And that's what actually ultimately took him.
Wow.
And then he died in the afternoon on Halloween. And it was reported that his doctor talked to him before he passed. And his doctor said, you know, you're a legend, and you're very, you know, everyone knows you, and you're a star. And Houdini said to him, no, you're the star. You do the real work. You know, you heal people. All I do are tricks, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah. Didn't he say he was coming back? Wasn't that like...
He was. That was part of his whole shtick was spirituality, spiritualism, they called it.
Talk about that for a second, because Todd's totally into the hauntedness, and that's all the same umbrella.
I heard some of your earlier episodes last week talking about ghosts and things like that.
Right.
And this ties in with that. Spirituality was big back then. It was very common where there were so many spiritualists trying to sell you the idea that they could get you to talk to your loved ones, that a lot of them were charlatans, if you will, and Houdini was exposing them, and he was getting in trouble with them and, you know, making them mad.
Okay, it's a really competitive world, isn't it?
Yeah.
With those kind of things.
It really is. And he was just trying to prove that they weren't spiritually doing anything. They were just doing magic tricks, and they were trying to get your money for that. But he did agree that there were some people that seemed to have some sort of a insight to something where they were able to sort of come up with some things that might have been luck, but might not. He didn't have an answer for. But they weren't doing tricks, per se. So he did give some people a little bit of credit for that sort of area, you know. But it was very slim. It wasn't a lot. It was very few. But he did like to expose people because he's like, hey, if you're going to do tricks, you know, let's admit you're a magician. You're not a psychic, you know.
All right. So we're talking with Gizmo, who is the premier, I think you are, magician here in Green, or actually all over. You do corporate parties, you mm-hmm. do birthday parties, and I saw you in a couple theater things. Houdini, though, I mean, his name is just the name when it comes
synonymous
to
magic. Synonymous with magic, yeah.
But wasn't his thing more the chains, the water? How did he make his, like,
he
mark?
Has an interesting history. They talk a little bit about it in the show that I'm going to be in tomorrow. Starts tomorrow, by the way.
Where's this?
I'll be at the Tarleton in Green
right
Bay.
Here. Okay.
Dead Celebrity Monologue. Somebody will be portraying Houdini, and then he's going to do an illusion at the end with some chains and stuff. So it's kind of
cool.
A cool thing. Yeah, it'd be fun. But Houdini has an interesting history. He grew up near a locksmith, and he ended up working there as a young kid. And he ended up learning to pick locks and things, and so that's where he kind of got his start there. But then he actually was more interested in the circus. He liked high wire acts and things like that. Yeah, anything to do with the circus and entertainment, he was kind of all over it. But then he started to realize that the thing that drew people in was something that was death-defying. Or at least appeared to be. So he would hang up, you know, from the straitjackets and go in the tanks of water and all that kind of stuff, because that really made people, you know, think, hey, there's a possibility this guy's going to die in front
totally.
Of me, you know? So he really knew how to draw a crowd. And over the course of his life, he started to, realize that was really where the money was. But in the beginning, he was billing himself as like the king of cards and stuff. He would do these card tricks on his arms and stuff, were really great tricks. There's very few footage, you know, pieces out there of him, but there are some. But he would do some really great tricks, and there was even an illusionist named Di Vernon. David is his full name, but they called him Di. He was on Carson. He was really old then, too. He was like in his 90s, and he's like, hey, you want to see a trick, you know?
Yeah.
And he was the king of the cups and balls. I don't know if you've ever seen that routine.
Oh, sure.
This guy did it like nobody else, right? And he actually got to meet Houdini back in the 1920s. He was young then, but he actually had a card trick that he used to fool Houdini. And Houdini had a deal. He's like, anybody in the world, bring a card trick to me, show it to me three times, and I'll tell you how it's done. Well, Di Vernon did this trick like seven times in front of him, and he still didn't figure it
wow,
out.
So awesome.
Yeah. So, what's three-card Monty?
Three-card Monty is I do a two-card version of that. We can do it later if you want to see it.
Yeah.
It's all about finding...
Do it again. How'd you do that?
The Monty is all about finding where's the card, you know, because it moves around so quickly that you think you know where it is, but you really don't. And some of the three-card Monty handlers are so good at it that you can keep your eyes on it as much as you want, and you'll never find the queen. You just won't, or whatever card they're using. I actually have a big version of that at these giant cards I do when I do a little bit of a stage act. And it's really funny because you think with giant cards, you'd still figure out, but you don't.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay, so when they do the old thing about the ball under one of the glasses, or under the cups, okay. Do they, and I know I'm not going to, I don't want to take away the allure of how they do it type thing, but does that ball disappear where there is no ball under a cup, where no matter which cup you choose, you're going to be wrong because the ball's not there?
Essentially, yeah. And then the idea is not only to make it disappear, but make something else reappear, like a piece of fruit or something that you don't expect, you know, so it's just sort of a double whammy. But Di Vernon was really good at that. If you Google Di Vernon, you'll find some really great, you know, cup and ball routines that are just mind-blowing. And what he is, he's sort of like an early edition of Penn and Teller, where he explains what he's doing. He's like, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to put this here, and I'm going to put this here. And you think, and you're seeing what he's explaining, but then something else happens.
You still can't.
You know,
wow.
And you're like, what?
That's cool.
So, I still say, I told you this right before we went on the air. Coolest thing when I had him at my son Dominic's graduation party. And I didn't say we've got a magician coming or anything like that. I just say, hey, this is my friend, and doesn't really know anybody here. Would you mind if you just said? And then and my family and my brothers and sisters were like, well, sure, of course. Hey, and then all of a sudden I heard this scream because he did some trick.
Yeah.
Where it's just you weren't expecting. You just thought he was this kind of guy who was like, and all of a sudden, ah! It's like, oh, he's doing his thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the most fun way to do it, though.
It really
you know what I mean?
Where
you
just show
catch
up
them
at the
unawares.
Table. Right. I love when people have the wrong impression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that you can go in and
And it's adults that you can really entertain, but you guys are great at birthday parties for kids too.
Absolutely. So, and when you say everyone does love magic, you kind of are right, because there really is no age range or no culture or anything. Everybody that has eyes, you know, typically.
They may look at it differently. Kids might be in awe. Us adults try to figure it out, but we're all in just impressed with that. So today, National Magic Day, do you guys do something as magicians? Is there like a pledge or something? You
Well, not really per se.
A pledge?
But,
yeah. Just like we like they take the day out of like a...
A pledge? I well, vow on my honor
to the magicians of there, the world.
Hide this ball.
I do promise to make this disappear.
Exactly. There you go. I'll make $2
well, kind of.
Okay, like, $2
okay,
bill.
Notice kind of. Okay,
in
let's
kind
say.
Of in a way, the idea is on Magic Day is to celebrate it by either learning a magic trick. You know, you can go online, you can read a book. There's plenty of places to learn magic. And then performing it, or maybe watch some magic, you know, just check out some magic. Or you can, if you're getting into magic, you can sign up for magic clubs. There's the Society of American Magicians, which is what Houdini was the biggest part. He was like the biggest member, right?
You know, I never want to know how a trick is done. And, I don't want to.
Well, the Society of American Magicians, that's part of their whole code, is that they do not, you know, approve of that, especially those shows on TV, you know,
yes.
about, where they give away the secrets. That's very much a no-no.
But you know the one that really blew it for me as far as like, oh, I think it was David Blaine. He got sued. Mm. He did that thing in New York where he had these people on stage and then they disappear. Well, there's just a trap door and they were like next door and then they come walking back. It's like, really?
Okay. Yeah, I think that was David Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
Where they had to go underneath and they had to go through a thing, and then one of them tripped on some wires or something.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And he got sued for that. Well, you know, and he's responsible for those people when he runs them through a corridor that's narrow and stuff. You know.
But you know what I mean? It's like that was it. They just got on a trap door.
Yeah.
It's like
Well, the funny thing is, once you know the secret, it's sort of like you know. I always tell people, don't tell the secret. How would you like to go downtown to watch fireworks and some guy's there with a stick and some powder and saying, "This is all it is. Now go home." You know.
Right. Yeah. No, that's right.
Pretty disappointing, you know.
So, I worded my, but you do honor the day as magicians. It's like you said, you read something, you learn something, you do a trick.
Try to share
a special
some magic.
Day, right? But tell us about this celeb thing that's coming up at the Tarleton. Tell me how that's going to go.
Dead Celebrity Monologues.
Right.
Well, it started back in February. There were there's a group, Footlights Theater. They were in here earlier. And they started this. They do a lot of different shows. They try to, you know, do things that are either local or, you know, or stuff like that people can more relate to a little bit better. And they decided to do it again because the first one got such a good response. And it wasn't even that big. The first one wasn't that long. This one's about 2 hours with an intermission, you know, a little 15-minute intermission. So it's 2:15 or so. But none of them are that long. All of the monologues are only, you know, 5 to 7 to 8 minutes or so.
And who will we hear? So there's tickets available for this, right?
There
I want to promote this because I think anything you can go to that's a little bit educational, entertaining, I just think that's the magic.
Yeah. If you go to Footlights Theater, you can go to their website and get tickets, or you can go to the Tarleton, I believe. There's a link there.
All right. Who are you doing?
I'm going to be doing Willard Bent, as I mentioned that one day. Yeah, the guy from the Packers that, well, not from the Packers, but he ended up suing the Packers because, you know, he fell off the bench. Interesting story there. But, you know, and it wasn't necessarily because of what he did, but because of what he did, it set some things in motion.
Right.
So that, you know, so he sort of was the hinge.
We had Cliff Crystal, who's a Packer historian, on here a few weeks ago, and he talked about one of the reasons he thinks Green Bay survived as an NFL town versus the Duluths and Decatur and, you know, so many of these Pottstown or wherever. Some
right.
other places.
Oh, you mentioned a bunch of them.
Because Green Bay had such lenient laws in regards to houses of ill repute.
Oh, boy.
And be able to buy alcohol during Prohibition in Green Bay. And opposing teams loved coming here because of those two things.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to a gentleman the other night, hey, Jim? And he was talking about a famous landmark restaurant here that upstairs had a red light district.
Yeah,
oh boy.
I'm not sure we had lax laws as much as we had lax enforcement.
That's probably it, yeah.
Well, that's the unknown story of why Green Bay survived as an NFL city.
Yeah, because, that was back in the day. Tell me, anything going on today, though, with the Donnie Houdini Plaza? Anything going on in Appleton?
Likely. There are likely some things going on.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not aware of it yet.
All right.
So sure tell me again about your thing.
Yeah.
So the celebrity monologues.
Yes.
That's going to be starting tomorrow night, 7:30, and then it's running also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I believe there's might be a matinee on Sunday.
Awesome.
And that's at the Tarleton.
That's at the Tarleton, yeah. And there's going to be a lot of people represented. And Houdini will be represented there. And like I said, he's going to do a trick.
You
and
think the, years from now they'll ever have me? It's like, they'll do, you know? No. No. Gizmo, always great just having make, you, my
make,
friend.
Make him disappear, Gizmo. You're
the, all right. We got to start a quick break. Very special guest coming up. Mine or the mayor. See you.
You're the one.
Yeah. You're the one. You're responsible.
Overall, I model my eyebrows on you. And that's been, oh my goodness. That's the thing. I mean, I look at them and I go, have they reached Jimmy status yet? And I have to say, you're pulling him back some. Because
he was giving me a hard time, but I've got a bald spot.
Yes, I was.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. I took a picture. You know how I am about my hair, right?
Wow. Yes. Well, yeah. But you know what? I have the same general look.
I
you know.
But I told him, I said, he could do a comb over, just let his eyebrows keep growing and
growing. That's exactly true.
The backward comb over.
That'd be one of the coolest looks ever.
Absolutely.
I was never able to be that serious because we'd be talking about something important. I'd be looking at those things and then I just would get lost.
They got a life of their own.
Yeah, we got lost in them.
So this is our mystery guest, ladies and gentlemen. Major prize package. Who lets us know, the first person to discover who our mystery guest is? He's coming back. We're going to send it to a break. We've got a full segment with this gentleman who's
TV personality.
This will be, you can say, listen, I wouldn't call personality. I've been on. Let's put it that way. I've been on all forms of media.
And how many years? Say this. Okay. He's not me.
Yes, no, and he's not Johnny. But what, 20?
I started I started in television in 1980, and then I started the thing that I'm actually doing in 1983 that I did.
Okay.
The thing that I might be known for.
All right. This is going to be fun.
Might be known for.
But maybe not.
Hopefully known for.
Yeah, I don't know about
and
that.
And it's not Houdini, but it's close.
But it's very apropos for Halloween.
No, but I am looking forward to escaping this studio. I'll tell you that much right now. I think we all know that.
Hey, you got to admit, this is a pretty cool studio for as
many
studios go.
Shocking.
It is, right?
It is shocking. I walked in here and I'm like, what in the world is this? With the view of Washington Street.
Yes.
And it's clean and it doesn't smell. It doesn't smell.
Did you see the green room?
I wasn't allowed to be in the green room, Jim.
Oh, we should put you in there. Big screen
TV. No, they put me in the brown room, and it was a little weird. It had different.
They get bathrooms with showers. This place is unbelievable. Well, what they spent on.
You want to take a shower? Do you need to take a shower?
I've been waiting for you to ask me that for how long, Mino? Goodness.
So I will let you know that the texts are flying in this morning.
Oh, already,
and we have a winner.
All right, let's wait till after the break.
Yeah,
right.
This
is too cool.
That didn't take long, did it?
No.
It's going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, we're going to send her a quick break, and when we come back, we will have a in-length.
Hi. Hi, Jimmy. Wow. May I sit with you for the session?
Wow. Get
back. This is a session.
Was it Lester or Nestor?
It was Lester.
Lester.
Roll it, Lester.
Roll it, Lester.
All right, we'll be back after this with our mystery guest who is not so mysterious.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, Jimmy.
That's, you know what you sound like? Psycho. Remember when he would do the other voice in Psycho?
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. You ever attack anybody in a shower on a rainy night?
Not this week.
We have a shower. Okay. Yeah, set a break. Back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm